Power is back on in the city of Adak. The city council approved a new agreement with the Aleut Corporation, which says the corporation will sell the city 5,000 more gallons of fuel on credit while helping them find low-interest loans. The city plans on selling the utility to TDX Electric, but will have to maintain it until at least December. Janet McNall is one of the five council members who voted for the agreement.
You know, I think AEC has honestly tried to help us out in this situation.
Though McNall is happy to have come to another agreement with the Aleut Corporation, she says she's frustrated with how the city leadership has managed the situation over the past few months.
It's always right now, right now, right. That's the only thing we ever do here in ADAC is jump from one crisis to the next. In between times, everybody's happy-go-lucky and, oh, yay, everything's fine. But the minute that crisis comes up, oh, well, why didn't we prepare for that? Well, gee, I don't know.
McNall says she thinks it's time for change in ADAC.
There is some of us on the council that will be working very hard towards that change of leadership.
Two council members voted against the agreement but could not be reached for comment. City Manager Steve Hines says he's unhappy with the agreement and its terms and conditions, but he had no voting power. ADAC has been on a partial power schedule since early September. When the power crisis began, government contractors left the island a month before scheduled, depriving local businesses of thousands of dollars worth of sales.